I was at Aumont's and saw Lumiere's cinematograph, moving photography. The extraordinary impression it creates is so unique and complex that I doubt my ability to describe it with all its nuances. However, I shall try to convey its fundamentals. When the lights go out in the room in which Lumiere's invention is shown, there suddenly appears on the screen a large grey picture, a street in Paris, shadows of a bad engraving. As you gaze at it, you see carriages, buildings, and people in various poses, all frozen into immobility. Their smiles are lifeless, even though their movements are full of living energy and are so swift as to be almost imperceptible. Their laughter is soundless, although you see the muscles contracting in their grey faces. Before you, a life is surging, a life deprived of words and shorn of the living spectrum of colours, the grey, the soundless, the bleak and dismal life. It is terrifying to see, but it is the movement of shadows, only of shadows. Suddenly, something clicks, everything vanishes, and a train appears on the screen. It speeds straight at you. Watch out! It seems as though it will plunge into the darkness in which you sit, turning you into a ripped sack full of lacerated flesh and splintered bones and crushing into dust and into broken fragments this hall and this building so full of women, wine, music, and vice. But this, too, is but a train of shadows. Noiselessly, the locomotive disappears beyond the edge of the screen. The train comes to a stop, and grey figures silently emerge from the cars, soundlessly greet their friends, laugh, walk, run, bustle, and are gone.